Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike De La Hoz. Batting third. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clete Bowyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Yogi Berra. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. De La Hoz reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball four. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Bowyer moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Romano reaches second base with a double. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lopez is called out on strikes. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0-for-1 in the game. Quebec strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keough scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball towards left. Lopez catches it and throws to second to double up Power, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. It's Indians, 2, Yankees, 2. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boyer strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-2 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2. Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Romano moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to third. Perry moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil McDougald pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubek moves to second. Dale Long pinch hits for Bob Turley. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gil McDougald now playing second base. Jim Coates now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Francona scores. Phillips moves to third. Perry moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. DeLahaz hits a line drive towards the mound. Coates reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Jim Coates. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDougald moves to third. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Johnny Blanchard. Roger Maris pinch hits for Cleet Boyer. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDougald scores. DeMaestri moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Bobby Locke now pitching. Eli Graba pinch runs for Roger Maris. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. DeMaestri scores. Graba moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Yankees, 6. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 6. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Moss now pitching. Joe DeMaestri now playing second base. Gil McDougald now playing third base. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Moss covering, for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald is called out on strikes. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve pinch hits for Duke Moss. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLajas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLajas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. De La Haz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Red Wilson pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it and throws to second for the out. Joe Morgan now playing third base. Bubba Phillips now playing right field. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.